Insane in the membrane, Noah. You know where I'm at?
I feel you, man. I feel you.
Noah Reed is my next guest. The talented actor enjoyed an incredible year in 2017, starring on stage and screen. Last fall, he portrayed Jasper in Coal Mine Theater's presentation of the Annie Baker play, The Aliens. He also appeared in the feature film Cardinals alongside celebrated actress Sheila McCarthy. The picture received a world premiere at TIFF in September. Also, it was last year that Noah joined the cast of CBC's Schitt's Creek. Noah portrays Patrick, the business partner and love interest to Dan Levy's David Rose. Noah's back with Schitt's Creek for season four with a greater presence. Now, if that's not enough, this week he returned to the stage with a reimagined version of Hamlet on Tarragon's Maid stage. It's a very musical version of the Shakespeare classic, and it's directed by artistic director Richard Rose. It's my pleasure to introduce Noah Reed. Welcome.
Thanks very much for having me.
Great to have you here. You've been busy.
Yeah.
You're a busy actor.
You know what? Busy is always good for an actor, you know?
It is. It's better than the alternative.
Yeah.
Big time. Lots to talk about. Let's start with what you're doing right this minute with Tarragon Theater. Hamlet, they're calling this the rock and roll version.
Yeah.
To some degree. What does that mean for people trying to figure out what that's going to look like on stage?
Well, it's the cast is comprised of largely of actor musicians who are sort of creating a live score.
And that's you?
Yes, a little bit.
You play? I think I saw you play in The Aliens. Is that right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm trying to work music into all of my professional engagements.
Right.
But I've been really, you know, fighting to get more music time in this Hamlet. I've got a lot to say. But
it's a good time to be an actor musician. We look at all these big plays now. We think about Once or something like that.
If you
can do both, this is it.
It does afford you a lot of opportunities that might not necessarily come your way if you weren't musical, and I've been lucky enough to be a part of a lot of productions that involve music.
I'm excited to see it, and congratulations. I know you've put a lot of work into it. You're 30 years old, is that right?
30 years old, yeah.
First film credit in 1996. Love and War, the Hemingway story.
Yeah.
9 years old at that point?
Somewhere
does that sound about right?
Yeah, that's about right.
So I guess officially we could say child actor.
Child actor would stick, yeah.
and Toronto has always been the homestead, or have you jumped around a bit?
It has. I've experimented with America. My mom's from California, so okay. I'm able to sort of jump across the border.
It's kind of nice.
It's very nice.
Handy.
It's very handy. A lot of actors would kill for such an opportunity, but I've always felt that Toronto is my home. Canada's my home, and I'm interested in contributing to our cultural landscape.
No wonder the Schitt's Creek crew was so happy about this. A lot of them call Toronto home.
Absolutely.
Yeah, fair enough. And I was looking through your credits and I was noticing a ton of voiceover work. I mean, gosh.
Yeah.
You've been on many cartoons.
Yeah, as a kid, that was the thing.
You don't do that anymore?
Not so much, no.
It was a kid thing.
It was. I don't know why. I would love to do more of it. It's the kind of thing it's so much fun to play in that sandbox.
Was that strange as a kid to say, okay, yeah, well, now you're going to this recording studio and we need your kid voice and we're going to play different characters?
It became very normal. I think it's a lot of fun. It's sort of, I don't know, it's like mask work in a way. You just get to goof off and play around in different characters, embody different animals and all kinds of weird things that you would never be able to do on stage or on screen. So it's
and you were sort of aware of the playful fun of that in a professional setting, at that age.
No, I loved that stuff. When I was a kid particularly, I thought it was really cool. It made me feel special that I got to leave school once a week and go, you know, be somebody else. Yeah.
Has it been a slow and steady situation for you, or, you know, sort of this level march since the 90s, or was there that role that said to you, you know what, I'm in this for the long haul? Was there a turning point, or has it just been, let's keep this rolling?
I think when I was 8 and I did Beauty and the Beast at the Princess of Wales Theater and I played Chip, I felt like that was it for me.
That's a little teacup?
Yeah.
You're running around as that guy?
Yeah, man. I was stuck in a little box and I thought it was the best thing in the world. I loved the people. I loved the energy of it. I loved the spirit of make-believe. And it seemed like total magic to me, so I never really wanted to do anything else.
Explain to me the staying power, because I think there's a lot of people who, you know, they have a certain amount of time, it goes a certain way. and you make your decision to kind of, that was that part of my life, especially somebody who starts as young as you did.
Yeah.
It's a tough business. What's been the secret to being able to stick it out and stay within it?
That's a good question. It at various times it feels like it's, you know, because it comes in fits and starts, it has the ability to make you doubt and question,
of course,
what you're doing.
That's like 101 right there.
Yeah, and everybody who's involved in this profession, I'm sure, has had a few of those moments of like, oh, what am I doing?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Then, you know, it's like every so often a project comes along that allows you to investigate a certain level of humanity, makes it clear to you that entertainment is a valuable part of society. And I don't know.
You wait around for those to show up?
I think so. It's sort of like golf. You know, you get a good shot every now and then. And you're like, oh, my God, I believe in this.
you kind of did the Los Angeles thing with Kevin from work. Mm-hmm. And that must have been an interesting chapter. It seemed like a lot of glitz and glamour and you know, big promos and network and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, that was my first sort of I've been sort of chipping away at working in the States for a while. And to have that sort of come through in that way was very rewarding, but it was also a big challenge, you know, going down there for that amount of time. And
a lot of heads in that game, a lot of direction, a lot of...
Yeah.
I would imagine. I'm just guessing.
Yes, for sure. And you know, I don't know. I think it's difficult to... some people can really just step into any place and feel totally comfortable wherever they are. I sort of realized through that process that I'm a bit more of a homebody. And,
right.
And I like to be amongst my people, the people that I love and the people that make me feel like myself. And there were definite challenges in that process.
But you wouldn't trade that in. I mean, what an experience.
Well, no, it's incredible. And it gave me so much information personally and professionally. And it was an incredible experience, really.
My guest this morning is Noah Reed. He's currently starring in the Tarragon Theater production of Hamlet and is a cast member on CBC's Schitt's Creek. So let's jump into that role, Patrick. On Schitt's Creek. Tell me about getting the part and now two seasons under your belt. What's this experience been like? I got a little bit of a look at it this summer when I visited the set, but tell me about this last couple of years.
It's been such a gift to be a part of this show, really. I didn't have a concept of that going in for the audition, and I'm glad that I didn't, because I might have been holding on to it a little too tight.
Sure.
But yeah, from day one, it's just been a ridiculously fun experience. Obviously, an incredible group of people to be working with. Everywhere from the writing to the directing to the cast to the entire crew, everybody is so invested in this show. Everybody loves coming to work every day. It's unlike any set I've been on in that way. And the part of Patrick is so much fun to play. He's got a great sort of sarcastic edge, which is a lot of fun. And to play against Dan's sort of, you know, ridiculous qualities as David Rose. And,
right.
and Patrick is the guy who sort of sees that, loves it, and loves sort of calling it out, too.
He's sort of as strong and assertive as you know, Dan's character, but in a kind of a different way.
In a kind of polar opposite way.
Yeah, right.
And in a way, it's like I think when David meets Patrick, it's like, oh, have I met somebody who can match me in this town where nobody seems to understand who I am, you know?
He's confident. You're a businessman. He decides to help Dan Levy's character, David, open a posh upscale product store in Schitt's Creek, which in itself is pretty funny. but he's also David's love interest. And what did you think of these season four scripts when they were put in front of you? Because from what I've been able to see so far, it's a change in tone and it's a change in pacing, and we're dealing with something a little different this time.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, off the heels of how things end in season three, there's a lot to discover in terms of, you know, starting a new relationship, especially for my character. It's his first gay relationship, and he's sort of discovering what that means to him. And I think there's, you know, in any relationship, you start to figure out the history of the person that you've started dating, and there's a, you know, you're not sure
right
what's gonna fall out of the closet. You know, you kind of you, it's
some real
it's
ups and downs at the beginning.
Yeah. It's sure. It's nerve-wracking. The stakes seem really high, but I think both of these guys sort of are approach this with a sort of level of emotional honesty and what they want to be a trusting relationship.
For you, it's quite an expansion to your character, and but also a different direction for the show, because we're seeing this romantic relationship unfold from the beginning, whereas all of the Rose relationships have really been only hinted at. We've sort of just caught little glimpses in the past. I think that's something to take on. Did it feel like a calculated risk as a group to go down this road? I know Dan's put a lot of care into it.
Yes, he has. He's sculpted it very carefully, and to that end, I feel, you know, I feel like I'm actually under the umbrella of excellent leadership.
And I would agree with you.
I can just sort of, you know, show up and be me, because I know that, you know, the relationship, the structure of that it's a strong container, and it's a lot of fun to sort of, you know, be kind of drafting in behind it.
When I was there this summer, I visited the set in Hockley Valley, and you were doing a scene where you're having a barbecue with Eugene Levy.
Yeah.
The two of you are barbecuing sausages.
Yeah.
Good times.
And sometimes you look around, you're like, am I here right now? Yes, I am. This is what I'm doing. I'm barbecuing with Eugene.
Season 5?
We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
That's what every actor says. You know, you can't say anything, can you? Tell me about the film Cardinals real quick.
Yeah. That was a film directed by two friends of mine, Grayson Moore and Aiden Shipley. Grayson wrote the script, and they asked me a while ago if I wanted to be a part of their little indie, and I said, yeah, that'd be fun. And so we shot it in, I think, 10 days up at one of our producers' dad's houses, and it was great. It actually had a real theatrical feel to it, because it long scenes, long takes, terrific actors, and we just sort of got to play around. A very dark, sort of almost Scandinavian feeling film.
I know those films.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of them at 8 a.m. at TIFF screenings.
That's right.
In September. Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah. Right.
So in that world.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Were you able to attend a TIFF and sort of be a part of that?
I was. Yeah. It was great. It's the first time I'd been back there in, I don't know, 5-6 years or something.
Fun, so, right?
It's great.
Fun
it's
fun to be a part of.
It's amazing the energy of the city at that time. People are really engaged in film and art and storytelling. It's a great time.
Noah, what a career. Congrats with Schitt's Creek.
Thanks very much.
There you go.
Thanks, man.